How long she been in the box?
How long you think you been in there all damn day?
It's something I ain't told you about yet.
I'm glad I can just fucking do this. It's a fun time.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this.
I have health insurance. Oh, you fuck.
Okay. Finally a portion of the show my mom can listen to.
But I'm going to get you high today.
In the hot box.
Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Okay. Woo. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hot Box. Woo. I am your host, as always, Eddie Malden, stand-up comedian, cartoonist. Make sure we're recording.
Recording, yeah.
With me, as always.
Co-host, co-pilot, roller, master of ceremonies, blunt master, whatever, John, here as always.
I heard a text. What the
turn
fuck?
That shit off.
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I swear to God.
All right. Being a
bitch
got?
In the back seat.
Jesus. So,
that's okay, the intro. That's the
this
intro.
This is awful. Like, it's my first podcast. I'm the goof here, guys.
He's going to put it in the description. Bitch in the back seat.
No. You can introduce yourself. Who do we have in the back seat?
I am Vanessa Lopez.
Vanessa Lopez?
Just a person.
She's awesome. I'm Jonathan Daniel Brown.
Woo!
I'm an actor and a writer.
And
I've done some shit you've seen.
Smoke off.
You may have seen him in the newest Die Hard movie.
It's
it was
true.
Bruce Willis.
I was his son.
Dude.
I was Bruce Willis's son. Why did, the day to Die Hard.
Why didn't they do that? That would have been a more interesting movie.
Interesting, I don't know. Paul.
Okay.
Because they did that in Rocky, whatever, where the son is there, and no one cares about the son. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, no, but that was true. The whole twist.
His son was a whiny bitch.
Yeah,
in those
movies.
That was the whole twist in Die Hard 5. It's like, oh, I gotta rescue my son from Russia, and it's like, oh, actually, he's a CIA agent.
That's Taken.
No, that's actually the plot of Die Hard 5.
I haven't seen a spoiler. No.
You didn't see me in Die Hard 5?
It's in the trailer. It's in the trailer.
I could have guessed that.
Die Hard is, in my opinion, one of the greatest action movies of all time.
Oh, love them.
Hands down. It's
love
just, it's sad.
Here you go.
Oh, man.
What are we...
watching them. Oh, this is a... I don't know. We kind of got a salad of things. It could be the Sky Rush.
Great. There's indica in there?
Oh, yeah. Some Private Bubba is the indica
that
we got
stuff
in there.
Good shit.
That's going to knock you out. We got the ATF.
Great.
As well as the...
Okay.
You guys are medical too, there. Right?
Oh, yeah. This is legal. This is all...
We wouldn't want to mess with, you know.
Oh, I have my card.
Yeah.
We all have our cards.
We're all in LA.
Oh, are we? Woo! All right.
If you guys need to ash, we have the back of Superman's head.
Oh, thanks.
It's a little, yeah.
I like that. I got to get an ashtray for my new apartment. I haven't gotten one yet.
I've
just been using a Dixie cup.
We finally, like, found one, and then we keep forgetting to bring it for this. So we always end up ashing in Superman's head.
We forgot to bring the Dixie cup to
What is this normally for, if it's not for
It's ashing? It's like a toy. It's like a piece. Like, we have the other half of the head. You, like, put them together.
Yeah.
It's
been working as this.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely what they intended.
Yeah, this is an awesome... And you rolled this yourself? You guys rolled this?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
John, roll. I can't roll.
I can't roll either. I have to do pre-rolls or I have to beg friends to roll like a weirdo.
I couldn't roll a blunt for anything, but I can roll joints on the spot.
Blunts
really?
Are
yeah, I was going to say.
Blunts are way easier than joints.
I have friends that vehemently disagree with you.
Really? I was always joints. Told like, blunts were easier.
They can roll... Like, I have a couple friends that can roll joints with, like, the cone and, like, they give it a little flourish and it's beautiful. It looks like
it's
a work of art.
It's a swan.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still trying to meet someone who can do those cross joints you see now and then.
Oh, yeah. Those are crazy.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've never experienced
that's circuit stuff.
That would
circuit stuff.
That's like puppetry of the penis. You know? That's a real show.
I saw that.
Yeah. My parents went there.
No.
Like,
hold on.
They didn't know.
Okay. Your parents went
We're
to Dick
We're not from
tricks?
The West Coast
yeah,
here.
What's,
what is Bubba, what is Dick look, Tricks?
Let me enjoy this for a second. Okay.
You got it. Wait for it.
Wait for it. So puppetry of the penis, it's a show. It came from Australia, and what they do is literally, it's like these gay Australian dudes, they basically do what clowns do with balloons, but with their cocks. And my parents were invited to go to a show out with some friends. This is like, I think, 7 years ago, but this is a story they told me and I've never forgotten. And then they just go in and it's just them and they're sitting next to dudes in leather and it's these two middle-aged Jewish people. And then these guys come out and they just start pulling out their
dicks.
This
is the Sid Caesar show, right?
They had no... Yeah, they're not that old.
You had me at gay Australian. You honestly
it's always, they're always Australian. Whenever there's like...
Dudes doing stuff with their dick?
We're
losing all our Australian listeners as we speak.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, most Australians I know are just, I don't know.
Well, I know what puppetry the penis is.
There's a car very close.
Oh, yeah, backing up.
Then he hits the gas as he pulls closer to you.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Man, some LA drivers are assholes.
From an undisclosed location.
Okay, so you guys are talking about dick tricks, right?
Dick trick, yeah.
I have a fabulous Ron Jeremy story.
Whoa.
Oh, that's right. You had Ron Jeremy apart. Oliver did a short with Ron Jeremy, too.
Like, lead thing being dick tricks. I'm at Corey Feldman's Christmas party.
All right.
Okay. We still don't know. Like, you never told me how you ended up at
Corey Feldman's.
Like, that's like
nobody
that's
a Christmas
itself.
Miracle. Nobody begins at Corey Feldman's Christmas party.
Yeah, that's
it
like...
It was literally the end... No, my roommate works for a talent agency who reps Corey Feldman or something.
Got it.
So Corey Feldman has these huge Christmas parties at his house in the valley.
What year is this?
Because
this is three months ago. Okay.
2 months ago.
That's a big difference.
Heart attack. Yes, this is last Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So we're at Corey Feldman's house, and Ron Jeremy, we see him, and my friend who works in an agency also is like, oh, my agent reps Ron Jeremy. Do you want to meet him? I was like, yeah, why not? Sure. Ron Jeremy has sweats on with a picture of Kenny from...
Paint that picture.
No, South Park, the HBO show, Eastbound and Down.
Oh, Kenny Powers.
Danny McBride.
Damn. Yeah, he's got an iron-on, some kind of patch on his sweats that are Danny McBride.
Holy Lord.
And a...
I wonder how he feels about that. I wonder how Danny McBride would feel. You
he's
know
probably
Ron Jeremy
so
wears a face on his pants.
He's probably so stoked.
Holy man with the anaconda size.
So he's got sweats on and a Hawaiian button-up t-shirt.
Because why not? He doesn't
at
have to
at this point, you're
try.
Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
And so...
He drives like a shitty Saturn,
so
too.
Whatever happens... Yeah, I'll get to that.
Don't spoil the punch.
So me and my roommate, you know, we're both girls, and we start talking to him, and he whispers in my roommate's ear, "You guys want to see some dick tricks?"
Oh, my God.
And so my roommate turns to me and goes, "You want to see some dick tricks?" Of course I'm going to say yes.
Duh.
Give me a fucking joke.
Best game of telephone.
That's actually how most women would respond to a 60-year-old man. Just approaching you.
Well, when I say it, got no appeal, no zip. That's like Mark McGuire coming up and be like, "Hey, you want to see me hit some grounders or something?"
Yes. Or see me sock some shoes.
Right, so my automatic response is, of course I fucking want to see Ron Jeremy do dick tricks.
Duh.
He leads us into the guest bathroom. This is already how pornos start.
Yeah, this is...
He leads us into the guest
bathroom.
If you
had sex with Ron Jeremy, I'd never touch you again.
Just putting that out there.
No, I'm just saying, like, not even
hey-o.
Hugs. Not even, like, hugs. Like,
okay, so we go into this bathroom.
Biohazard.
And basically, because I'm just upset at me being in a bathroom with my roommate, Ron Jeremy, I'm already, like, riled up. I'm like, this is not a thing
My parents
happens.
Are already disappointed in me.
Yeah, like, I could, the minute I walked the
There's cup, cameras like, somewhere. This is going to be bad.
So I was like, let's get this over. Let's see them dick tricks. So he pulls down his pants. I see his huge, soft dick. He snaps his finger, like, he gets a boner immediately.
Whoa, man.
And he starts, like, having, like, kind of a conversation
with us.
You think
David Copperfield does that? Like, he meets, like, a fan backstage or something?
Boom.
I'd be more interested
no,
if this
he puts
angel,
any
like,
professional.
Hovered over Ron Jeremy's dick.
He has to put a cloth over it and say a few words. He can't just, like, snap.
Okay, so, so Ron Jeremy's dick is now hard and, because he snaps his finger and it's hard.
For those of you just tuning in.
Yeah, okay, so
that's
he's
how his
got
body
a hard
works.
Dick. He then again... snaps his finger, and the boner is gone.
What? That's even more impressive, I think.
That's
so
like...
that's his dick trick.
Ow, 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 God. God damn it.
Good Lord. That's like some kind of... like,
have
mental power. Some kind of...
You know, you work, you train your whole life, I don't know, to be able to do something crazy, so that, and that's it.
So that was it? Those were the tricks?
Well, that was the only dick trick, and at that point, I'd had enough, because he was like, you and your roommate should make out. And it was like, all right, we're in a guest bathroom.
Man, I'm bummed out. Like, if you had, like, a whole set, like, the next one.
I was like, here's
the worm.
Here's the antelope.
Trust me, yeah, if you'd had, like, fleas walking down his dick, like, doing trapeze and stuff. But
make good use of them.
Yeah, like, it just, really, that was the only dick trick, because I remember being like.
That reminds me of the Animaniacs character. What were they called?
Wacko, Yakko, and
Dot. No, like, there were the fleas.
Oh,
The fleas from Animaniacs.
There was like a sub thing.
We're going deep.
There was an episode where there was a flea trainer, and he trained the fleas to
No, but like one of the spinoffs, like there was Good Feathers with the birds, and there was one like a family of fleas that lived on a dog or something.
Oh, that's Rocko's Modern Life.
No, that's
I was thinking Animaniacs.
Someone listening, this is going to be nail it right away.
Exactly. Well, that's why I don't like to have phones, so we can't look stuff up. It's torture.
High, miserable recall.
Well, on Animaniacs, remember, there was a dog and a little baby girl, like a little girl that would, the dog would
say. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's buttons. Like, hi, lady. And, she always called her mom lady.
Hi, lady.
The dog was buttons. Right. Buttons, right?
Man, I
love something like that. Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, Animaniacs is great, and it always gets like all the love. But I was nuts about Tiny Toon Adventures.
Oh, dude. Good lord, that
come
was
on,
shit.
Babs and Buster Bunny.
Oh my god,
Tiny Toon
music.
I like Clinton hitting the sax.
I mean, that's
Oh no, that might be Animaniacs.
And Clinton playing the sax. But Tiny Toons, I think it was like the same writers too. Episode where it's all just like music videos, They Might Be Giant songs.
Anybody on that Game Boy game? Tiny Toons Game Boy game?
That's up there with DuckTales on the Nintendo.
Yes, classics. I played, because when I was younger, I didn't know what games to play. Of course, I played every single Disney game.
But
every single
good. But they were good.
Aladdin
and Lion King are one of the hardest games I've ever
Aladdin
played.
Aladdin on Sega Genesis or Aladdin on Super Nintendo. Because they were totally
The Lion King level where it was like the dance number. I just want to be king.
Oh, where you're like sliding up like
it's all super
like ostrich necks and it's
just. You always fell to your death.
Every time.
You always fell to your death.
And you like jump on like a giraffe's head and then.
And you fall into the Amazon and drown like a tiger cub who's stupid.
That would be the shittiest movie.
That
just like
kept happening until I got game over.
20 minutes in, the lion just can't complete the song.
Man. No, Aladdin on the Genesis was awesome because it was like, you know, you had a sword and then you threw apples. And like, I'm never going to throw apples at a dude when I can stab him.
I was just stoked about being Arabian.
Yeah.
For once.
Yeah.
And not being judged. I'd be Arabian in my own house.
I know, right? That's what video games do. Just.
I wear the
cyberspace.
I'm pretty sure that was the slogan. Aladdin, be
you
Arabian.
Get to be Arabian.
In your own house.
It's your own.
Don't be afraid.
Before the movie came out, everyone was really weirded out by this game.
Well, that was cool about like those classic games. There were only so many publishers.
Yeah.
So like the fucking they would get like LucasArts or whatever their
Capcom made a lot of Nintendo games.
Konami made like one of them.
One of the best companies in the world. Like all the great like
Vector.
All the adventure games. Vector Man on Sega Genesis. That was hard.
Sega.
I never beat the first level.
We once won.
The gun goes. Grrr.
Yeah.
John and I, the one thing we won a Sega
contest.
Genesis.
Yeah.
It sucks. It was like, that was first prize. It was just like, hey, kids.
It was a Nintendo Power.
Enter to win a free Sega. Well, what it was, the grand prize was you got to make your own video game.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh. We won first prize, which was the Sega Genesis.
But the grand prize was make your own
video
game.
Yeah, but do we know, like, what if that, I mean, we never saw the game.
I feel like the kid probably pitched it and they showed it.
That's a fun game.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool idea. I think he was just, like, in it or consulted.
Apparently,
it was a fun game.
That probably
was the game made from the contest.
No way.
It's like a real game, like...
Comic Zone's a real... Yeah, I remember
Are you sure
that.
It was Yeah, I'm like 80% sure,
like,
man.
Heavy, like, for the time, it had a big budget.
What they probably did is they had a few titles,
I'm
and they were like, hey,
he,
kid,
like, got dropped
we'll
in,
put your name
level or something.
I don't
know.
Existing product.
They're not
going to
spend millions of dollars.
Saying,
Comic Zone was a fun game, but that's kind of
a
stupid name for a game.
Kid Chameleon anyway.
Yeah. No, so, it wasn't. No way.
So, moral of the story, that kid got to make a game. We got a Genesis.
And a free
nobody
copy
remembered
of Vector
him.
Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
nobody
dope.
Remembered him. You had to buy a Genesis after that.
They
the money
tried,
didn't get paid.
They tried
nobody
rebooting Vector
him.
Man, I think, on like PS2 and Xbox,
they
and
did.
they just
Sega
never
Saturn.
Released it.
It was. I never
got to play the Saturn.
More about that Jaguar.
We had a Sega Saturn.
Did you
my
really?
Older brother
it's like
had a $600
Jaguar. We had, it lasted like 6 months.
We
that
had
sucks.
Every system growing up. Almost it was like that.
His
was,
older brother.
Well, no, our older brother, but it was like our parents. That's just what we wanted. For we had like
their game friendly family.
Yeah,
you guys were
they
spoiled.
Encouraged it. We
no,
grew up
our
playing.
Parents were supportive.
He
yeah.
works in the
we
game
were pretty
industry
spoiled.
Now, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we grew up, like, we in, like, third grade, we were playing, like, Chrono Trigger and Earthbound.
That's
and
how
shit.
I learned to read.
Yeah, like,
from
RPGs.
Reading.
From
yeah.
role-playing games.
How do you,
like,
Chrono Trigger
I didn't want to read
me,
books.
Like,
I wanted
I
to figure
14.
Out what these
right?
games were about.
Like, oh, man.
It was fun for me.
Yeah, man. It was intense. It was like, we played, they didn't let us play Mortal Kombat when it first came
no,
out.
My
yeah.
parents didn't
all,
let me play
time.
M-rated games till I was like 14.
Yeah, already like, movies.
My mom didn't
those.
Let me see Cruel Intentions for whatever reason. I remember specifically being at Blockbuster and being like, I want to get this because Ryan Phillippe on the cover. We are not renting that. Like, shutting it down. I didn't get to see Cruel Intentions until I was, like, 17.
Whoa.
You will, like, have nothing but
had to
good
sneak
intentions.
Away.
Like, it was just, like, she... That,
and then,
like,
was it worth it?
No, I saw Pulp Fiction in the movie theaters with my mom.
Oh.
And she wouldn't let me get
Whoa.
In the movie.
Scene. Like, so, gift scene's cool.
Like, the scene... I remember, like, the scene where he shoots the guy in the head and they're in the car.
Yeah.
And it blows up. I remember that scene. But
I
my mom would not let me see Cruel Intentions.
Well, I don't think she was afraid you were going to go become a hitman.
Yeah.
I think the fear was you would go kind of crazy. Yeah.
Sexual monster.
Yeah.
Goofs, jokes on her.
Yeah. Sex
wait,
bad.
Wait, so wait.
Ass rape, good writing, and guns good.
Yeah, as long as it's not consensual, I'm okay. You see
that's
sex in a
no
movie.
Consensual
like,
sex.
I'm okay with rape scenes, but no, like, too
the context
older.
Is
in,
easier
in the
to
context
wrap your
of a relationship
around,
doing an intimate act. Fuck that. That's not for kids.
Yeah, she shut that down real quick.
That's funny. We weren't allowed to see R-rated movies.
South,
for a while.
The thing was South Park. We were
yeah.
not allowed to see it. For like a couple years. I think we were what, 12 or 13?
When it first came out.
Well, when she broke down and we finally got to see. I forget yeah. how old we were, but the trick was we convinced her we could watch it with the sound off.
That was dumb.
And that was fine.
That, like,
but
that
here's
that
the thing.
Dumb.
Wait.
Yeah.
Here's. Well, it worked, but what she didn't know was my older brother's room was like, you know, paper thin wall next door, so he just turned it up and then we just watched South
Park. Oh, yeah,
Park.
That did work.
Oh, yeah.
So my yeah that was the first time we watched South Park at like 12 and
but then
when my
she caved and was
yeah
like,
she was like it is fine.
My mom caved on Conker's Bad Fur Day. I remember.
Oh god,
she's like, you can't get an M-rated game, and I'm like, it's just a squirrel.
She
I'm
didn't
so
know.
Glad, so glad my parents didn't get like
she
did,
they didn't know
what
enough
that game was
about
that
game.
That game was amazing.
That game.
Commercial used to turn me on so bad. Good god,
what, with the hot girl and the squirrel.
Yeah,
I don't know if that
well,
was.
I mean,
well, she was attractive, and then it made me want to play the game.
Yeah, but the game was great. It was well written. It was funny.
Oh,
it
was
a giant piece of
game.
Diarrhea.
I remember
one of the boss fights.
I remember like feeling guilty. I was like, I don't think I should be playing this,
yeah.
but this is hilarious.
Well, that's like the first time I got to listen to parental advisory music.
Oh yeah,
Eminem lyrics, man.
Adam Sandler
freaked me out.
That was
Sandler.
My first parental advisory.
I remember playing Echo the Dolphin and feeling bad for Echo because it was just like I'm trapped.
Just I'm killing this escape. Dolphin.
Yeah, like it's just like yeah,
an
I'm
alien
trying to
stole
get
his
free.
Friends.
Yeah, like. You have to, like, shoot at the wall.
That was
yeah.
the first game. That
bad.
Hit
like,
me, too. Like, I had a conscience of, like, man, this is, like, a real dolphin somewhere.
Yeah.
And he's can't
this
get out.
Sad.
This is real dolphin
That was,
like,
around...
This is a thing.
That was when, like, Flipper and, like, Free Willy came out, and
yeah,
I was super
exactly.
whale conscious.
Great time for dolphins.
1994, the year of the dolphin.
I had to go from that to like Earthworm Jim to just be like, oh, everything's stupid.
Okay. Earthworm Jim. Like most of the jokes in that game were like, oh, you do something and a cow gets hurt.
Brilliant. Like, it was like
you shoot something and then like a cow in a cage just falls from the sky onto a stick of dynamite and it explodes. Your mower. Like that's just pretty much how it, like you jumped on like a seesaw and a cow would fly out.
Yeah. Great. Earl.
Oh, good boy. Your brothers, the only game we could get along playing, of course, the Toad.
I went through and played that on the Wii. I went back and played that on the Wii like a year ago, and it was fucking great. It's so hard to like legit beat it. I don't think I beat any of those games back then.
I was cool with cheat codes. There weren't achievements back then.
Yeah.
Game Genie. Hell yeah.
Achievements murdered cheat codes.
They did.
Like, there are no cheat codes anymore because people want to get achievements. It's crazy.
That's brilliant. I've never fucking thought of that.
Yeah, I can't remember.
When was the last time you put God mode on in a game? Yeah. And it's like, this disables all your achievements.
I
want to
unlock
the
third skin. It's a cow suit.
Well, I know, like, it started with, like, they were with Grand Theft Auto with their cheats. It was if you had tried to finish the game, if you didn't finish the game before doing, like, 10 cheats, you could do, like, 10 cheats and then beat the game. If you didn't do that, you wouldn't get an achievement. And that kind of started this whole...
Yeah, it was brilliant. Brilliant.
Where's the lighter?
Okay.
Are we going on to the next one?
So, yeah, I'm a little behind schedule. It's been 20 minutes. But, so, joint
the
2...
behind schedule.
Blood 2. I know. So, at this portion of the show, we like to bring out... We have wonderful drink and snack sponsors.
Oh, man. What'd you get?
We got Diet Coca-Cola.
Thanks, man.
We called them up. We're like, hey, Coke, would you like to be a part of this?
Thank God I'm on that diet.
They were like,
The gas station attendant who sold us it, Ted, said it was no problem.
Yes, no, they're cool with it. They're very cool with
it. Armenian or...
I don't know what accent that
is. Yeah.
I stole it and then just made up the voice.
I like it. I like it.
So, and then...
Oh, man, I have not had soda in forever.
Yeah, it's probably get me all jittery.
Yeah, bring out those chips.
And
then,
Cool Ranch Doritos
are the most sponsor. Of us eating chips on...
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Expected dead noise. There's some of that.
Well, it's usually only one person. There's not one portion where everyone's like at the same time putting chips in their mouth.
You guys,
this is heaven for JB.
You guys bought weed
and Diet Coke.
Oh yes,
like, man, weed and Diet Coke. It's really great.
This is JB's zone.
Man, it's I'm glad I can just fucking do this. This is just a fun time.
See, that's what we want to do. As in, we'd be doing this anyway.
I like to foster a good environment. Well, it's like when I smoke weed, like, I like to get, like, the first few shows, it was just me buying them. I didn't think to ask people. So I got, like, Capri Sun and, like, Goldfish, which was, like, my childhood. Yeah.
It's like, why not be comfortable?
I mean, I think in this like type of atmosphere, to Capri Suns and Goldfish, like, I mean, you might as well have gotten Pop Tarts.
Oh my god! I still want to do. Yeah,
Pop Tarts would be
awesome right now.
Toaster strudels.
No, I never had toaster strudels.
Never. Mm-mm. Oh wow.
Not as good. Only good. No, granted, if you can toast them,
I would
on
need...
the reg just normal. I'll eat Pop Tarts.
I would have to hook up.
I prefer my Pop Tarts.
I could hook up the toaster through the car lighter and probably set my car on fire.
Yeah, that would be a good.
Don't open the doors. Don't open the doors.
Your sponsor's toast strudel.
Yeah,
my asshole brother would take 2 icing packets for his 1 toaster strudel.
And then leave you without one.
Leaving, like, 3 toaster strudels without icing, and those would always be the ones I
that's,
get.
That's, like,
I've
the last...
I've never met any of your family.
Sound like assholes.
I've never met your brother. Does he live in Arizona,
He
too?
Lives in Texas. He's an awful human being. Almost...
You're saying that on air.
He's probably not
can't lie on camera.
Listen, he's not going to listen to a podcast of me sitting in a car smoking weed. He's an architect.
That's just aside to what we're doing. That's like
Hey, welcome back to a building chat with Eddie and John Malden.
Look, we just like to sit in cars and do nothing. This is just fills the time space. That's all it is.
Time space continuum.
I can't even think of architects anymore because of just the Matrix character. It's just always that weird forever. Just like,
I can't think of
like,
architects
even
anymore.
Like, you know, like even if like I met a pretty lady and she said like I'm an architect, like from now on she looked like that dude.
That like Colonel
just grow
that like kind of Colonel Sanders-ish type guy.
Yeah. I don't know. This is like vis-a-vis ergo
tarantula explosion. Oh my god, Keanu! That was on the other day. I fucking
USA. Second one or the third one?
Both. They were doing like Reloaded and Double Reloaded. Whatever they were.
That was Revelations.
I watched the first part of the half of the Matrix.
Okay.
And I think
leave it at that. I mean, it's a fun mystery. The rest, it just gets
you didn't enjoy
convoluted down the way.
Keanu Reeves is just I cannot like Point Break. I get it. I get what you guys are doing. Like,
I like Keanu Reeves.
Bill and Ted, great.
I like Bill and Ted, but like
Speed.
It's just Keanu just doesn't tickle it for me.
He can be kind of distracting. You have to suspend your disbelief. I
feel like he'd be such a cool guy to hang out with.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to have him on this show.
Dude, I think he smokes weed.
That'll be our goal. If you can get Keanu in this car, we'll do it again.
That will be the tippity top.
I don't know.
That's like the Everest, I'm telling you.
Keanu, come in this Toyota Corolla.
Okay, what's up, guys?
It's not a Toyota.
Ready to go on an excellent adventure?
Nice Hyundai.
I don't know.
We're actually going to be picking you up in a Hyundai, Mr. Reeves.
I don't think
okay.
Reeves,
so what happens when this car goes faster than 50 miles an hour?
I feel like Keanu wouldn't care about a Hyundai.
Did you?
No, man. He's
he's down to earth, man.
Where's the Superman head?
There's one right here.
No, there should be.
You guys got one back there.
Seems like a cool guy. But yeah, I think he works in some roles and doesn't in others. Like, you can't give him too much to do.
Yeah?
Like, I mean, he works in The Matrix. Like, he didn't have to do, like, a whole lot. He was kind of disbelief.
He's got sunglasses on the whole time.
Yeah.
Everybody has sunglasses
Morpheus
on
was the guy who talked, and I was
who
fine with that.
Sunglasses?
Morpheus
who doesn't
it.
Have sunglasses on in The Matrix? Name me one character.
It's a bright place, The Matrix, dude.
The future
He turned the brightness way up.
The future is looking good for sunglasses. The rest, not so much, but damn, we are going to have some shades.
Well, dude, I was watching this the other day.
The machines.
And I realized this. They were saying, like, this movie takes place in the future, like, late 2000s.
What, The Matrix?
Yeah. Like, and the whole thing is in the future, you know what I mean? Like, outside
kind of.
The Matrix.
I didn't really, yeah, I guess.
Outside The Matrix, it's like the year, like, 3000,
right? Because the machines, did you ever watch The Animatrix?
Yeah, pretty sweet.
That was pretty cool.
Creep me out, it got graphic.
But the Matrix itself, inside The Matrix, it's like the 90s.
Uh-huh.
How long has it been on the 90s?
Dude, what happened? Like, I woke up.
Like, I never know what Neo was
She's
like
back.
As a baby.
I didn't know what was happening.
What was, like, baby Neo like? You just, like, go to school and shit?
Yeah, probably pretty chill. Maybe it was kind of like Jesus-like. He probably got lost in temple once.
Man, that was heavy-handed. That was,
that
like,
joke
not
or
subtle.
That
no,
whole
just
thing.
The concept.
Okay.
Was, the concept of Neo as Jesus throughout the movie.
That was,
It was like, hey, guys, Neo's Jesus! Hey, guys!
We heard. All right. We get it.
That's what was so perfect about the first one. It was like, it was about kind of the world. Very untouched craziness happening outside. It was still so much, you know,
wild splendor.
Yeah. And then it just got very crazy. Serious.
But, I mean, you gotta hand it to the Wachowski brother and sister.
I think I will forever, movie. That, like, that like 25 minute techno song of them on a highway fighting, they're just do 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 do.
That scene's great.
For 25 minutes, that techno song is going. It's just do do do.
That's in the second movie.
Yeah,
great action sequences.
Well, that's what the second one did. That's what a lot of second movies do. You know, just make it more actiony,
more awesomey.
But that ends the Matrix portion of the show.
Does it have to end?
It does it.
It probably.
It probably
no,
should.
I'm good. Let's move on to the next.
I just liked the idea of there being a segment where we talked about the Matrix
forever.
We're still developing segments. The one girl in the car is totally silent. Exactly. See,
you guys, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Alienating women. That's part of this show. It's kind of incidental, I guess.
Yeah.
We are men.
Dating's tough.
Dating. Girls are tough.
Man, dating in L.A. is the worst.
It's... Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I guess.
I just hear that all the time.
It's funny to run into guys that are like, you're just dating assholes. But, like, these guys are saying, like, oh, you're just dating assholes. They're always so aggressive about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I'm just a nice... Hey, bitch, why don't you acknowledge my kindness? Not even that. It's like, you're always dating assholes. But I'm a nice guy. Like,
why don't you like nice guys?
Why don't you like me? I'm crazy, bitch.
It's like teenage nerd rage became mainstream for men in their
20s. Yeah.
They just grew up.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, it's like I think there is that kind of like shallowness to the dating scene here, but it's also like don't make an excuse like if you can talk to like you just it's the same thing. I don't know.
It is weird, though. Like, people, I noticed that I am better at, like when I am not in Los... Like, when I travel. And I don't think it's because of L.A. I think it's just because when I'm in a different city, I'm only going to be in for a week. It's just way easier to flirt because you don't, like... Who gives a shit? You'll be back home. I don't know.
That pressure off. Yeah, man. Traveling.
Traveling, it's nice. Super easy to meet girls when you're traveling. And I don't know why.
You never have to see them again.
I guess. Maybe it's just like, and they probably think because, the same like, thing. Yeah.
Well, where do you like to meet girls?
Oh, man.
I'm trying.
I just think like,
Podcasts.
A bunch of fuglies that do podcasts. That's why it's all audio.
Radio Land.
Oh, you know what's funny is that, yeah. I don't know.
What? Train of thought happens every goddamn time.
It literally was like, here comes the thought. Never mind.
I mean, you talked about faces of radio and shit. Like, I've always noticed that. Like, I've always listened to a radio host, and you look up and you see what they look like, and they never look like what
always
you think
overweight.
They look like.
But I mean,
well, not always.
They're sitting at a desk for hours on end.
Yeah.
But, like, I've seen so many, like, DJs, like, from radio stations, and I just look them up, but I'm always assuming they look like these, like, hipster cartoons, and in the end, they just kind of look like normal fat guys.
They're usually, like, 35-year-old, like...
The like, way creepier, and like they sound cool. Like I remember being 14, like, oh, these guys sound cool. And then I got to go to my first concert where they were there, and like, oh
no,
God.
The local radio station 103.1
The Buzz,
which is no longer a station.
Imagine being
like,
the morning DJ guy was this dude Mark Summers, and I just pictured Mark.
That's who I pictured.
It was some bald fat dude. It was so disappointing.
He was not Mark Summers. But how did they get the Mark Summers?
I was so young and naive.
His voice didn't sound
disillusionment.
Imagine being like Middle America, being like that cool black rapper that's just going off right now, like 2 Chainz or someone. You're going to Cleveland Radio, where it's Big Mac, and it's just some awkward white guy that's interviewing
you. Big Mac?
You like, I don't know, hey. What, you know what I mean? Like, middle America, like,
what's up, I'm Big Mac.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Big Mac.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Well, that sounded
like
really
good. Radio stations, no, like, no, I mean, we play 18 jams in a row.
Oh, man.
Turns out to be some 45-year-old white guy. Like, it's like on the hip hop station.
And why do you have to make like weather bumps sound so hood? Like it's 85 and sunny. Yeah.
It is 85 degrees outside.
They keep it going the whole time. That's what. Oh,
that's horrible. What I'm saying. So, like a real hip hop artist is gonna come through and be like, "Are you serious? Okay. He said outside. Okay, we're ready to go.
Do you moonlight as a hip hop artist and you're just feeding us your troubles from the road?
Nah, just... I don't. Nah, I won't.
Nah. Vanessa. Nah, I won't kick a freestyle.
You should start a rap career.
There's just rap careers for women. It's just a joke. Even
you could
as
be
a
the
girl,
next Lil' Kim.
No, it doesn't matter.
Next Nicki Minaj?
No, because you didn't still, like, it's just like...
Would you get surgery? Would you get ass like, surgery?
No, oh yeah, because, no, she actually wears booty pads.
Do those?
In addition? I mean, I would believe it.
If you Google, everyone listen to this, Google pictures of original Nicki Minaj, you're going to see pictures and be like, oh, fuck.
Wait. Oh, I've seen, like, videos of her, like, rapping.
No, it's not her as a baby.
It's really, it's like New York, like,
oh, man.
Musician, rapper, poet, Lauryn Hill.
She's wearing, like, a
Pam's
jacket, like.
Yeah.
Like, it's street hood shit, and she looks nothing like what she looks like now.
Damn. Hey.
Nicki,
America
I'm
improves.
Calling you out, girl.
America
Whoa.
Improves
fight.
People.
Fight. I don't fight. Even.
She's not down.
She's not.
Do you really? You don't want to get into a fight with anybody.
Watch, I in this podcast.
Have you ever been in a fight? I've been punched
Who,
once.
Me? I've been in a million fights. I've had my nose broken twice. I've
what?
Broken
Jesus
noses.
Christ.
I've broken a lot of bones, but I've never
start
been in a fight.
Fights, or
I do.
You do start fights?
It used to be legitimately a rule for my friends that they... If they saw PBR, I was not allowed to drink it because I was on a streak. I was on a roll where every time I drank PBR, I punched someone in the face.
Jesus. We'd like to thank our sponsor, PBR.
Blue Ribbon.
Punch
someone
in the
face.
Punch someone in the face.
Yeah.
Punch someone in the face tonight.
Wait, so violence on tap.
Can you tell me about a fight?
Yeah,
tell me somebody
you
fought.
Tell a fight story.
I can tell a good fight story. Okay, so I'm at this house party. And there is no alcohol left. The party's like pretty much dwindling down. I'm the only one with alcohol. I'm drinking a 40, sitting on like a couch ledge, like where the arm. I'm sitting on a couch.
You are
armrest.
A rapper. You are a rapper.
I'm sitting.
She just lives a legend.
Just
sipping
40s.
I'm from Arizona, Tucson,
party's
Arizona,
dying
where
down.
It's like ghetto. Like
about to go back to the hotel lobby for the after party.
I'm sitting on the ledge's couch, and this girl, I don't know her, not at all, never. She grabs my 40, continues to drink all of it.
How old are you at this Ooh. Time?
I'm 20.
Okay. You're 20 years
so
old.
So she drinks all of the 40, which so I'm fucked. I can't go buy more alcohol. This is like a young party.
It's precious. Alcohol was precious back
then.
At this
point, yes. It's like fucking gold. So she grabs it, slams it, and I'm already wasted. Yeah, I'm still drinking. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, are you
Doesn't make
serious?
It right.
I'm like, are you serious? We started getting this, like, little argument, and which leads to me going, do you want to fight right now or what?
Nice.
She lays it down. She goes, yeah. I just Boom. Literally pop her, like, right there. I had and during this argument, I've stood up, and she switches seats with me. She's now sitting on the armrest.
You made the first move.
Yeah, she's now sitting on the armrest of the couch. I legitimately pop her in the face. She falls back.
Oh
her God. Nose is broken.
Oh, God.
I get, like, swooped up by, like, every dude that's at that party and legitimately thrown out, like, cartoons. And stay out. Like, they toss me out the front door.
Then they throw a top hat behind you. And then...
Like, I get thrown the fuck out.
I had a purse.
Yeah, my friend, that's exactly what happened. My friend
was back in. She said she wanted to dance.
And she sees this girl. There's just blood. She's in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
In the bathroom, like, in the sink, like, washing her face off. There's just blood coming down her face.
God, I bet your nose broke.
If that was always my thing, I would fight anyone because my like reaction would be like, I have health insurance. I don't give a fuck.
I go for the nose.
Like, I don't care. Injure me.
I don't want to fight you.
That's the most badass story. Just, do you want to fight?
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
Fight for what? And she goes, yes. And then I was like, fuck you then.
That's like,
you should add like
dance.
A one-liner after. She'd be like, do you want to fight? Yeah.
Is there
Knock
red?
Her out. I thought you wanted to fight. Now it's just assault.
Man. How'd I hit that with a one-liner? But I hit her with the one fist. That was, I don't know.
That's the
You're
part
like
that counts. Real fights don't have one-liners.
Yeah, I'm all one-liners, no fists. I can't get to the one-liners because I'm getting the
I
shit
hope
beat out
listening.
Of me.
What was
her name? Jokes on
Wait,
you.
No, Green Street
Hoodlums. I never knew her name.
Green Street, what?
Wait, what
Green
was
Street
Hoodlums? Green Street.
Green Street Hooligans?
There's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm mixing up all the movies
with
now.
Elijah
it's gotten
Wood?
To that point.
Yeah.
Elijah Wood?
No, like that
Frodo.
British movie.
Frodo. Yeah, Green Street Hooligans.
It's Elijah Wood, right?
Yeah. Frodo.
Frodo's in it?
Isn't that Elijah Wood?
Yes. Wait,
I don't know.
It is.
Why does everyone make
my mind
crazy?
You are fine.
I think I'm the only one who knows.
I'm just going to pretend, yeah.
It's a smoke-filled car, guys. It's okay. is anyone else now picturing Frodo Baggins at Green Street?
I wanted to picture that anyway, so you guys couldn't have changed my mind. It's really good.
Huh?
You don't watch Wilfred. It's on FX.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy Wilfred.
I don't. No.
It's okay.
Oh, damn. No.
Weird.
I think those. It's super clever. I mean, I don't laugh all the time when I watch it, but...
No, true. I like the premise.
I keep watching.
The dialogue and the banter are funny.
I like that it goes to dark places. Like, it's, you know, yeah. It deals with mental
it's
illness.
It's a serious show, yeah, and in a lot of ways. My buddy just made me watch the season finale, and I was like, oh, that was pretty cool, season one. As soon as it got on Netflix, burned through it, I think it helped me enjoying the series that I could watch it so quickly. And,
yeah,
like,
I don't know if I
could.
I don't think I would have. Because
now I'm
I
on board from like season two. Oh, now I get the show.
No, but I watched it on net. It's one of those shows that I think it's more fun to power through. Like, it's not like
it
I don't
took
know
the
I watch
whole.
It, every week.
It took the whole season for me to like it more. Like, if I had just watched maybe the first episode, I would have been like, eh.
This is how I felt with Breaking Bad. I missed the whole first season, and then I powered through. Because I feel like you have to power through that first season of Breaking Bad. Like, you have to have faith that your friends are right.
Yeah.
That this show is worth it. Like, because literally
it
the first...
It starts pretty slow.
Yeah, like, the first couple episodes, this shit's like, all right, I get it. But, like, it's that same thing where you have to, like, trudge through the first season.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing with all those shows. It's so like... So many shows are like that now.
Well, it's like...
Like, they spend a whole year of setup in the first season. I wish they kind of just... got into it quicker.
Well, it's like they're well written, but it's like they have such a bigger scope. So it's like, oh yeah, well, it's
I'm waiting on the clock.
This clock is off. I don't even know. At some point, yeah, Eddie's watch just stops working.
The thing to the button to hit the light stops the stopwatch. How friggin' stupid is that?
What?
Yeah, it's a poorly
damn
poorly
Korean
made watch.
Watches.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. This show is also sponsored by my watch.
Racism.
I think it's
sponsored by racism.
Sponsored
Korean
by
Korean watchmakers. We hate them.
This show is also sponsored by Hyundai.
Hyundai.
This is a Hyundai.
The hot box is a Hyundai. It's a hot box.
Hyundai.
We should spell
it
that way.
Sounds like a Nordic
box.
Hyundai box.
Like you're a Viking. Hyundai box is the name of like a Viking who like came with. Leif Garrett.
Leif Garrett.
I mean, Leif Erickson.
Leif Erickson.
Leif Garrett.
I like that it's Leif Garrett that
I know. I'm loving these crossovers. Good lord.
Improv, man. Whatever you say first, that's fucking Leif Garrett.
I need a suggestion. Leif Garrett. I'm going to need another suggestion.
I heard fuck that guy.
I will take penis instead.
You have a choice between Leif Garrett and penis. All right.
Leif Garrison's penis.
Yeah, as long as it's not Leif Garrison's penis.
Oh, you stumped me.
Oh, sweet. Okay, cool.
Still going.
Yeah, like I'm borderline retarded at this point, and I don't see it in like a mental ill way. I'm like afraid of me.
No, you meant it in a black eyed peas way, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
we got retarded in here. We're also that's what that song. Black
How did people
Peas.
Let that song happen?
I don't know. Like
it got edited, but still,
that's like some that. Like I've like tried to be more PC about that word. I know it's stupid. Like
no, I mean
I've tried just because it pisses a lot of people off, and it's also like I've met a couple people who have kids with like Down syndrome.
Yeah, it's not worth. Yeah, it's not worth.
But normally, I mean, normally it used to be like I would say it all the time, and I feel like it's said it less and less. I don't know. Is that weird?
No, not at all.
I feel like retard's gotten like compared to faggot, like. You know what I mean? Like, you could easily be like, you retard.
That word now is you can't, like, that word is basically, like, now. It's like, off limits, regardless. Yeah, it's completely off limits.
It's the new N word.
It's just absolutely unacceptable. It's society has like completely like don't say
that.
It's
the new N word.
It's a bad word.
It's a punchline in one of my bits. But it's great how I get there. It's my Jack Reacher bit.
Jack Reacher.
Come check him out at the Flamingo this weekend in Las Vegas.
I really like the N-word director. For 45 minutes.
What? I wish you would just say the N-word for 40, like...
Man. I always try to, like... Yeah, like, Louis C.K.'s bit on that's fucking amazing.
Oh, it's great, yeah. His bit on the word faggot is great, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like... I always keep that in perspective, too. It's just, like...
It's just...
People think, you know... I think the way people, like, I don't know, like, it's become, like, it's hard to, like, take, like... If people use a word for, like, so long, then it's like, all right, now that word's not okay. Like, it'll take, a few years for people to, like, adjust.
Well, yeah, I think what happens
or even
is...
resist, you know, like, some people just keep saying
There becomes some movement or some, you know, point to counteract a popular word. It gets old. We come up we start using other vernacular that's more fun to say. It's not that the old one... It's just easier for us to let it go by the wayside and let the stigmas against it, you know, stop us from saying it. Because I like saying bitch now. I call everyone bitches.
That's not... Bitch isn't equal. I mean, I feel like that word should... It's a fun word to say.
It should be changed
to become like, it's like, I don't know, like, I don't mean it when I say bitch. Like, I'm not usually...
You can tell
I
intent.
I call dudes bitches, too.
It's like a silly word. It's used in a silly sense.
Yeah, and it's also like, call each other that, girls call dudes that, girls call girls. Everybody calls everyone bitches. I feel like it should just become like a unisexual word.
No, because like, these are my bitches. Whereas I'm like, that guy's a bitch. Like, it's like such derogatory.
It's a pretty versatile word.
No, but when girls say it about a guy, it's just like such demeaning. Like,
oh yeah. Like, no, it's like demasculating. Oh, it's the worst thing you could be called.
Honestly,
that.
If I call the dude a bitch, it's like.
Yeah. We're fighting now.
I think with all words, it comes down to intent. You can easily tell the intent. You know when he's saying it, he's not being serious. We can fucking tell you're being dead serious. You're one step away from, do you want to fight?
What if...
Pop him in the face.
I was actually, do you want to fight me or what?
Glad you added.
I hope there's just like three very visible steps where if I'm like at a party, I'm like, oh, she's at step one.
Well...
That's how I act in parties.
I go up like this. Ladies, women,
you want a fighter?
I'm a man of peace. I get too freaked out by fighting. I think I got like shoved once in 7th grade and I called that a fight, but it's not a fight. That's just
I've been telling people for years
a big fight when I was 13.
Yeah.
It was real violent.
Yeah.
I got in this dude's face, and he shoved me, and then I walked away. Like, it was really epic. You should have seen it.
Have you guys been in any good fights?
I've been punched in the face.
Fuck.
Once. There's this kid at lunch. We were friends for a while, but he kind of just started being a dick. This kid, Bruce Worley.
Mm.
And,
fuck you, Bruce.
Well, he's a cool guy. It's like, this is like freshman year of high school, and everyone's going through changes, as Freaks and Geeks dictated. And, anywho, like, he was, like, bugging me all day, and he threw, like, a Sprite bottle at me. Mm. So at the end of lunch, I took that Sprite bottle and, like, hit him on the back of the head with it.
Like,
or something.
Hard?
Not hard.
Like, were you trying to hurt him? Or
no, not at all, okay. But I did it. That or I threw it at him. I don't remember. Anywho, he got up, and this is right as, like, the bell for lunch to end rings, and he's just, like kind of staring up at me like he's fucking pissed.
Uh-huh.
And he goes to swing, and I block it. I, like, push it away. I'm like, all right. He does it again. I push it away. Like, okay, and I turn, and I go... to leave, and he just decks me on the side of the cheek, on the jaw. Yeah, it was a good shot.
You're cool with Bruce now, though? Bruce, you cool?
Yeah. Well, it's like, what I was just like, I kind of laughed. I was like, all right, dude, I'm not fucking fighting you. Like, and I walked away. And some dude laughed, and that was probably as good as a fight would have been without me.
But there's no blood. Was there blood?
No, my jaw hurt the next day. At the time, it didn't really hurt. But, like, the next day, I was like, he kind of clocked me. But
on your period.
Bruce, we're cool, though, right?
Somebody. Yeah, we're cool. I mean, I haven't seen him in a while. He's still back home in South Florida.
So. Any story South that you say, Florida. I blocked. It's just automatically, like...
Left trigger.
Yeah, like, button. I blocked their, like, anything Hadouken. That you... can.
Dude, fucking wax off, man. Fucking knew it. I don't
right
know.
Kid.
My training, my years of watching... what was Sidekick?
With, oh, yeah.
With Chuck, rest with, in peace. This is Chuck not even Norris. A funny thing,
Chuck
now.
Norris, that was a great movie.
The kid killed himself.
Yeah, that kid. Yeah.
The kid
from Sidekick. Yeah. The kid with asthma.
Brandon.
Man.
Something.
Not Hollywood Brandon. Dark. Man.
I don't know.
Dark Brandon shit happens.
Marsh? No.
It's crazy. Man,
maybe he went real method with that movie. Or
man.
I don't know.
Well, whatever. He hung himself.
Jesus.
Weak. That sucks, man. Anyway, great movie.
So, Chuck Norris.
great movie. Chuck Norris.
Filmed, that I think, in Houston, Texas.
Really?
That could be a
not
long
a lot
shot.
Of movies are filmed in Houston, are they?
None, except for Selena.
Really?
Well, John.
I see you, girl.
You have a kind of funny fighting story.
What fighting story? Which one?
The slap boxing story.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, again, I wouldn't really call that a fight. I don't think I've been in a fight.
You
per
guys
se.
Got started swinging kind of hard.
Well, yeah, naturally. So, well, this was like, was it junior year, I guess?
Yeah.
It was junior
year. Senior year of college.
Yeah. No, it was going into our senior year. It's like last day of classes, you know. Everyone getting drunk at our house. We have one of our roommates, one of our good friends, Grizz. It's big, you know.
Shout out to Grizz.
Texas Grizzle. Man, like, you, picture him. His name's Andrew Grizzle. Call him Grizz.
I don't think he had a beard at the time. He works in Alaska every summer.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Living up to his last name.
Yeah. So, he's been trying to he's been trying to get me to fight him all night. And then we start, like, toning it down.
It was a pool party. We were all in
like,
the pool.
Like, playful. Like, he wants me to, like, wrestle him, kind of.
Okay, all
right. But, like...
Two dudes wrestling.
So, but he starts toning You're it drunk. Down to, like, all right, how about, you know, we slap box?
Oh, man.
I'm like, okay. Like, but this is at the very end, after, like, we've done shots. I mean, we're all hammered and
we were in the pool.
Yeah.
So you just slap the shit out of each other?
Well, so yeah, it starts with you just slap for slap, basically, and, like, whoever quits or relents, whatever, first, you know, loses. Or, well, no, I guess it's just a fight. It was what it turned into.
I was there and protesting the entire time. I would like to go on record
angry,
and say
or
that.
Was it like...
No, it was just kind of...
Just, like, wasted.
Dudes, drunk being dudes, well, but...
Well, so here's what happened. So, Grizzle gives me the first, you know, slap. He lets me just, you know, tap him on the face. We just start slow, like, gentlemen.
Turns?
Yeah, like,
yeah, slap
for slap, like...
Yeah.
I just start a little, like,
how is it as
you know,
a girl that I know? Yeah.
I've never
She's been around.
Yeah.
She's been around a few. She's been around a few drunken pool parties.
Man, I'm from the San Fernando Valley. I don't know anything about slap boxing.
We do this in the South.
So, like, it starts to, you know, we eventually just start to, he gets me one good, you know, on the cheek, and then I wind up and get him. Pretty hard, like...
You slapped the shit out of him,
like,
man.
Yeah, like, move his jaw.
The
like,
shit
he's
out
like,
him.
He, I mean, I'm like 150
move.
Pounds.
Yeah.
He's like 2 something, and I, like, you know, made
220.
Him stumble to the side. And that's when it starts to being like, he just, you know, knocked the shit out of me on my left. And the thing was, I can't fight. The next punch I go to throw at him, or, well, slap, wild haymaker, he probably seizes like crazy. I guess I just whipped everything I had into it. He blocks it. I dislocate my shoulder, slapping into his block. And then he slaps me in the face.
Yeah.
And that's the end. And
it was just one
and
swipe.
Then you shook hands? Or
no, John came down, and his shoulder was out of his socket.
Yeah,
like
dislocated.
Good, like 3 inches down.
Yeah. Doctor said it was most dislocated he ever saw a shoulder.
Well, oh hold God. On. Hold on. Pre-doctor.
That's pretty slap.
So, John's down on the ground.
Like, not on the ground.
He's standing. He's, like, hunched over. Everyone, like, the party is going around us. And I'm like, whoa, I think John's shoulder's dislocated. All the dudes run around and are like, okay, you could just pop it back in. You just got to kind of do
Dave
this
Dave was
thing.
Just like, no, dude, my friend did a basketball camp.
And John's like, guys, I don't think I can. John's in a lot of pain. He's like, I don't think I could do that.
Pretty painful, yeah.
Painter's like giving us all this stuff. So everyone's, I'm like, guys, I don't think we should do it. And then somebody pulls out a phone. It's like, no, we'll YouTube it. We'll look it up on YouTube.
Best man, idea ever.
2012.
So they start loading up
college degrees. College degrees, basically.
No, I'm just saying, like, the future is, like, it's weird. People just pull out their phones. Like, yeah.
Well, they think that's logical information. They start pulling up videos, and I'm like, no, fuck this. We're going to the hospital. We got in a car. We drove, like, there was the University of Miami Hospital, like, right across the street, like, an emergency room. Got him in. Freaking took the whole night. We had to wait for the like, x-ray guy to come because they needed to take an x-ray before they could do anything. They needed to make sure he didn't tear a
and they
muscle
can't,
or
they
anything.
They can't give you medication until they x-ray you, like, after the x-ray. So, I know I was shaking. Like, I started getting sobering up. Yeah, I was cold.
We got there in board
super
shorts.
Painful.
We were in board shorts.
Bathing suits.
And sobering up, you know, by the minute waiting to get knocked out. So that was the one fight, I guess, I was in. Wasn't really a fight.
He lost.
In board shorts.
Yeah.
You should see the other
pool.
Guy, though.
It was Miami.
Board shorts.
It was Miami. Is a bathing suit surprising?
Hey, man. Shout out to Miami.
Dude, shout out to one of our sponsors, Board Shorts.
Board Shorts.
Board Shorts.
Fucking Board Shorts. Do it, bruh.
I just want to give a shout out to Puka Shell Necklaces. They're also sponsoring me. So, shout out to PSN.
Get your puka on, girl.
How are you? I can't even keep up with anything, honest.
Dude, it's okay. How you doing? You just kind of...
I'm just kind of like, yeah.
It's pretty frosty. Man. This is where my eyes start watering.
My eyes are,
pretty blind.
It's like, so I knew I was coming on the podcast tonight, so I brought eye drops.
Ooh. Oh, good
That's
call.
Something Eddie always forgets.
No, they're in the front.
I also brought a lighter, but because I didn't know what kind of fit was going to happen.
Light. Oh, I was looking right at that.
Well, damn. I think we're coming up on an hour. Like,
well, this is the last blunt. This is usually where we call it four. But again, I mean, all pretty toasty. This is up to
him. Yeah, I mean, this last...
I feel like a Care Bear in this cloud right now.
Yeah. Which Care Bear are you? Or would you be?
Okay. Grumpy.
There was
a cloudy. It was like a cloudy
bear.
Sunshine.
Oh. Raintime bear or something.
Raintime bear?
Rain bear. The best they could do is rain time?
That might not have been it.
That was a pretty soft show. Like, they didn't get too edgy.
What was it?
Until, like, season four.
Wow.
Yeah, then they started, the writer exploring, strike. Like, the nature of humanity and shit.
The writer's strike happened.
I remember the movie being really messed up for some reason.
Yeah, they let an elephant in and then they stoned him to death, right?
Right. Then they butchered it.
Just those like kids movies.
Bears.
Kids movies.
They turned into bears.
Oh my God, they're actual bears.
Yeah, Care Bears are like they just got a bunch of real bears and they leashed them in a room full of
children.
That
was the live action.
Give them hugs.
That was the live action Care Bears, dude. Yeah. I saw it. They just got a bunch of actual bears.
News headline: Bears don't care.
I almost spit out my Diet Coke. But they're a great sponsor. For reals. For totals.
Totally I am reals. So worried about my weight, but what could I drink?
Why are you worried about your weight?
Well, what could I drink? I didn't want to drink a soda, but
maybe
I still want
something
diet? Something like... But that still tastes regular Coke.
Wait, there's diet. You want a Diet Coke?
It's so crisp and refreshing.
What's going on?
Hold on.
Can someone pass me a Diet Coke?
Oh, Lord.
We're in the Truman Show.
Ooh, hold on.
That shit happened. That was like one of my favorite scenes. Boy,
I am refreshed.
Like, we're
nailing it.
We're all of like Truman's
like family and friends would just have commercials.
Oh, like the steak knife.
Yeah, or like, that was like my favorite. It was like one of my favorite things where he starts realizing that there's the commercials are happening. Like, you should put these on, and they're very cheap. And you like they're very cheap, and you can get them at one of these following stores for this price. And it was like, what,
dude? As an actor, would you do that? If they were like,
ethically,
hey.
Oh, fuck no.
If they were like, hey.
Hey, you want to live in this guy's life?
You, but lead role, you're going to be best friends with the kid. Oh, Lord.
Have you seen the Joe Schmo show? It's very similar to the premise that you're talking about, that you have to go the whole season of fucking with this guy that he does not know he's on the show.
That's not really the same as the Truman Show.
No, it is still the same. Everything else in his world is fake.
Whereas, yeah, but he thinks he's on a reality show, so that's real. He knows he's on TV.
But that's still... But you're still alive.
Yeah, they're fucking with the guy.
But what about Truman Show, though? Would you do that? But you're the best bud.
Dude, I couldn't do that.
But doesn't that mean you're the best bud since baby, like, since birth?
I don't want to, like, participate in, like,
some you're dudes, a transfer like, student.
That's like, the Truman the Show is, like a world where, like, the Truman Show could actually exist would be, like... Like, if somehow the Kardashians took over Guantanamo Bay or something. It's
I don't think there's enough oxygen, man. This happens every time.
Oh, man. Yeah, the lighter stops working.
This is not
excuse me. This is why fate has interjected, leaving me with eye drops and a lighter.
Oh, shit. Your lighter is working
like
crazy.
Those are the two things I brought. A lighter, my cell phone, and eye drops were the three things I brought into this car.
This is the best RPG ever.
Yeah. What will you use?
Let me check my inventory.
Oh, that would be weird. If what? if life had 8-bit menus.
Had menus?
Yeah, Google
you just,
Glasses.
Pause for a second. Oh, Google Glasses
it would
are going to be trippy.
Is this a thing?
Like, people are just going to die. They're just going to be, like, taking pictures and, like, using Google Maps in their eyes.
While
and they're
driving.
Just
it's not
going to
work. It's not.
Have you
I know
seen
I
the
think
apps?
It could work. I think people are just going to fucking die. Like, people are just going to walk into trees and shit.
No, have you seen the apps that literally show you the camera while you're texting what's in front of you? Like, so your camera's going while you're texting. Because you're too much of a son of a bitch to actually just...
Has no one seen the movie WALL-E? That's all I can think of.
What's gonna
happen. All I can think of.
But everyone's just going to be in these, like, miniature scooter wheelchair things.
We're just
going to
be plugged in, watching TVs, and... I don't know. I'd text a shit ton. I've been trying to cut
favorite,
back.
Oh, like, there's that line in WALL-E where they're just, like, going through, like, that mall.
Is it
WALL-E?
I love that line.
Yeah, no, there's not a lot of dialogue in the movie.
It's
but
great.
There's like randomly in the mall, there's like you can hear someone say, "Have your lunch in a cup," and that made me laugh.
The end. You ever?
That's my story.
You never
heard
story.
That scene in WALL-E.
You've never been to South Florida, but at their fairs they have something called a meat parfait.
Oh yes, sir. Go on.
Whew. Oh, no, that's it. Well
what is a meat parfait?
It's a bunch of meat blended together in a cup. It's at the... This
you
is
guys
the,
aren't that crazy.
No, this is the Okeechobee State Fair. We went. They had Charlie Daniels. It was awesome. Yeah.
The Charlie Daniels band.
Yeah, he played
Minus
Devil Went Down to Georgia. It was great.
They also had donut burgers.
They had donut
like
burgers.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
So it's a burger, but instead of buns,
yeah,
it's donuts cut in half. Just two donut ends. And then they have a lot of crazy stuff.
What makes a bagel not a donut or a donut not a bagel when it's cut in half?
I don't know. Like, I've seen, like, read articles about those fairs and shit. Like, they have fried butter on a stick and shit.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff.
Like Snickers bars with like jalapeno cheese fried in beer batter covered in marshmallows.
They had fried Snickers bars. I've heard those are actually pretty damn good.
I'm sure everything fried is good.
Not true. The other day I could fry belly button lint. I work at a restaurant where we have a fryer that just kind of chills. We don't really fry anything. But we make our own tortillas, so I was like, I'm going to make some pupusas.
Oh, God.
Let me just tell you, a Caesar salad pupusa does not translate. It was awful.
A Caesar salad?
That's awful.
Finally a portion of the show my mom can listen to. Hey, Mom, go to minute 58.
That bit about Caesar.
Wait, so why would I don't understand.
What I will tell you this, that so, well,
healthy
work.
Things and shitty things never really well, feel good
potato,
together.
So I made one potato, chocolate, bacon, and goat cheese.
Ooh. So was it good?
Yeah, that one was good.
That sounds good.
But Caesar salad was the first one I went to, so I, you know.
Yeah, you live and you learn.
Yeah,
my lord.
Then you get loves. But,
that's life.
Yeah, you can't fry everything. And I actually fried a Laffy Taffy the other day.
That sounds... Lord. How was it?
Well, they don't really hold up that well, but I also put it in, tempura batter.
What? Mm. So was it good? Did it taste yum?
No, it did not. It tasted like a thick, hearty grease covering over a Laffy Taffy.
Sounds good to me.
I'll just suck on that all day.
It's like that fat kid in me. Like I've taken out fucking 25 pounds, but this fucking, like, I still have this, like, weird insecurity. Like, I feel fatter than I am still all the time. So it's weird. Like, and I think it's because my brain's still, like, a fat kid. I, like, think, like, that sounds delicious when everyone else is, like, fucking gross.
There was a time where I used to drink 7 cans of Surge a day eat like 2 king size packs of Reese's. We became this. Well, we worked.
He had a seizure.
What? That
oh shit. God.
That was unproven. What caused that?
You had so much Surge, man.
You were also playing video games.
He over-surged.
Also playing video games.
Oh, he had an OS.
No.
That's why they probably
Pac-Man
took it off
the PlayStation was not that bright. I was watching it too. I was watching you. I was right there.
So
we were playing this
did
game.
Did you have to go to the hospital and shit?
Oh yeah,
the hospital came to him.
They got him. I had a spinal tap, man.
Oh, dude, I had a spinal tap when I was a kid.
Yeah,
it sucked.
Not as cool as it sounds.
No, man.
It's pretty metal, crazy. I guess. Well, you know what's crazy is like I woke up in my bed. Everyone's like staring at me. They don't know.
You gonna make it?
Blunt.
You don't have to keep smoking if you don't want.
Yeah, you just pass it.
You don't.
Pass it. I mean, God, the radio people won't know.
Well, now you fucking. Hey, everyone, just to let you know, I'm hitting it. You guys made me look like.
Oh, they don't care.
We're not making
nobody's
you look like anything.
Nobody's
no,
judging.
I'm just kidding,
how can
saying.
We make anything look anything?
I'm just saying. So
how you holding
knows,
up? The radio.
I am toasted.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It is quite. Literally feel like you can barely see any of
it's,
you.
There's like a Scottish like fog that rolled in.
Yeah, it's a bit of a moor.
Like, have you seen the movie The Mist?
Yeah.
Like we're in the mist, but instead of a monster that's killing people, it's just pot smoke.
Write it. It's gonna get done in like 20 months.
It is on loss. We are in the smoke monster right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is rough.
If this
I
is
mean,
like
we could call
the blob
it.
Killing people, it's just the,
that's
like,
the thing.
The haze.
I don't know.
The haze. It just slowly, very toastily asphyxiates.
Well, we've gone over an hour.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah, we can pull
if
this
you,
plug, whatever.
If you need to call it. We could call it.
I don't want to be that girl.
Why? It doesn't matter. I don't care.
This is America.
I don't care.
Did
that's not
these three
a
men
bring the girl in to pull the plug? Was that the idea?
No. I don't like that sentence.
Yeah, dude.
Sentences are just, you know,
that's why.
And
that's why I was asking
if anyone gets
land.
Uncomfortable, like...
Subjects and predicates.
No one wants to hear anybody like fight.
I'll be honest, I'm waiting for
oxygen.
Someone to kick open these Doritos.
I'm not.
You didn't open them?
Matt's been back there the whole time,
and
yeah,
we didn't open them.
Do you want them?
What?
No,
I don't have
the
munchies.
Noise.
We had to open them.
I don't have
the
them, man. I have a healthy
one tonight. Man, well, we're gonna eat those the second that someone opens this door. You can open them.
Guess the door that. Or the chips?
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Nope. We're just, this isn't.
Nope, I'm not opening the doors.
Alright, me neither then. Pure pressure, I guess.
Dun, dun, dun. I signed up for this rodeo.
Alright.
No, are rodeos fun for you though?
I've never been to. Oh no, I have been to a rodeo once.
Several.
In Utah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I was born in Houston.
They seem kind of
Houston.
Fucked up. Like,
I saw
fuck
Selena's last performance. I see you.
Holy
you
lord.
Really?
Holy
yeah.
lord.
You were a part of history.
In the purple suit. I mean,
but the real
holy
one.
Lord.
And not.
No, the real Selena.
Yeah.
My mom is quite the fan.
Holy lord.
I'm happy.
How packed was that concert?
It was at the Astrodome. Rest in peace. No, I see you, girl. No one's
coming. How could you?
God.
Man.
Killed by your own manager. Ain't that the worst of luck?
Yeah, that's like fucking Phil Hartman, man. That's like, that freaks me out. Was the
worst.
I know. I found out
he was
recently,
so amazing. He was so amazing. Like
Andy
every
Dick gave.
No. I don't know if that's true. I don't. Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to like
rumors.
I don't want to fuck.
Heaven
with
forbid
people.
Someone thinks something awful of Andy Dick.
I don't even know
what we're thinking here. So let's not say it's awful
Andy,
until I know.
The rumors that Andy Dick.
I don't know. I'm scared.
What's the rumor?
The drugs to Phil Hartman's wife, which led her. But it was just coke.
Oh yeah.
Oh. That doesn't. That doesn't
that's
mean
the
anything.
Rumor.
Yeah.
She would have. Andy Dick.
I don't know. Rumors are weird.
But like, she would have got it from someone.
Why did
what
she
if,
freak out about
what
that?
If Andy Dick? What if Andy Dick's been like on the side of like every, you know, what was it like side death? What was it like crazy zombie
guys,
coke that makes you kill somebody?
Like, I'm out of 10.
Is that the Manchurian Candidate
like,
coke?
Archery's 10.
Oh, dude, this is pretty up there. Yeah, I think this
might be like seriously.
You don't get much higher than when in the hot box.
But are you having fun?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to give out swim goggles. I still think that'll keep the smoke out of everyone's eyes.
That's still the stupidest idea.
Just everybody.
Do you want some sunglasses?
No, I don't have them. Why? Oh, my God. Those don't do anything.
Where's Cool Spot?
Seven Up, I see
cool
you.
Spot?
Oh yeah.
Calling back to Sega Genesis, the
I
Cool
just
Spot
cool
game.
The games they had two of them. They were great.
What a Cool Spot! Great I bet games. He's like. I bet he smoked weed. I bet Cool Spot smoked weed.
The sunglasses?
Just
yeah, they never showed what
like
behind
had,
his eyes.
He had
Cool
Seven
Spot.
Up,
how did he have so much like?
That's gotta
I don't
be
know.
A movie.
Like,
facial expression with
weed,
just the
sure.
sunglasses.
Cool Spot, you're in. You gotta come to work, man. Don't you tell me what to fucking do.
I start in my own games.
Yeah.
I start in two games. Yeah.
And then self-destructed. No one
fired by
Cool
Seven
Spot.
Up.
The
now
story
he's just hanging out with
cool
Joe
spot.
Camel. And just making this, like, this fucking
heroin.
Dude, Joe Camel.
I think this thing
film.
Is kicked, man. Oh, man.
Man, I cannot.
Out.
I...
Well, the blood's out, so
okay,
blood's yeah,
over.
I need a breath, man.
Okay,
all right,
yeah, let's do it.
Anyone want to plug anything?
Please.
For the
yeah.
intro? The just end?
Twitter handles? Anything?
So, yeah, I'm at Jonathan D. Brown on Twitter and shit.
Woo!
I'd rather you guys just follow me on Instagram.
Oh, well.
What's your dad?
Oh, VLO_VLO_VLO.
Woo! All right.
I keep it simple.
Instagram love.
At
let's
Eddie Malden. Twitter.
And yeah. John. Woo!
All right, kill it. Done.
Yeah. Oh, that breath.
Oh, oh man.
Legit. Storm cloud coming out of your car right now.
I know. It's a hot box.
So you don't edit this.